Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
Welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name is Lloyd Ross. This episode is titled, How to Create Your Own Dividends. How to Create Your Own Dividends. Very interesting topic. And it came about because it was actually brought up in the Berkshire Hathaway shareholder meeting by Warren Buffett about his sister, Bertie, and how she's been able to develop her own dividends from the Berkshire Hathaway B-class stock, and how he's suggested to do this for many, many years in his annual letter to shareholders. If you go to berkshirehathaway.com, you can click on annual letters to shareholders and you, for free, can read every single letter that Warren Buffett has ever written to his shareholders since 1965, I believe, since he started doing them. And that's kind of when he took over as owner of Berkshire Hathaway as well. So a very, very, very masterful explanation of investing in those letters, and you'll learn a ton if you do it. I've read all of them. I love reading them every year, and if I were you, I'd go and study those as soon as possible. But this also came about because I did a post on my Facebook feed, and a chap came along and called me a dope and told me I didn't know what I was talking about when it comes to making money, because I did a post, and I did this in the Telegram chat as well, and it said, When you earn income from labor, you get taxed at 30 to 45% because that is the income tax rate roughly in this country and many other countries too. So when you earn money through labor, you get taxed at 30 to 45% because of income tax. And then I went down one, so I talked about earning money from labor, you're taxed at 30 to 45%. Earning money from investing, you're taxed at 15%, which is why I'm an investor. That was the post. And then the comment was that you got to pay capital gains tax on the investing, which is very true. You do, but in Australia and many other countries as well, I know this is the case in the United States, is that if you hold the asset for more than 12 months, you get a 50% discount on the capital gains tax. So it encourages long term holding of assets, and so you'd be taxed at, say, if your marginal rate is say 30%, which is a lot of people's are. You'd get taxed at 15% on the capital gain. So it's actually more tax effective to get your money to make money. And you don't just have to listen to me. It's also Warren Buffett. He says, you'll always do better when your money makes money, using money to make money than labor. So it's more effective to use money to make money than it is to use labor to make money. And so it's not just me, it's Warren Buffett that has said that as well. So you can challenge him if you want, but he's, arguably the greatest in history at managing money and building wealth. And he's right, because if you have money and you use that to create money, it is more tax effective. Because if you invest it and hold it for longer than 12 months, you will only get taxed at roughly around, let's call it 15% instead of 30%. So it's twice as effective at making income than labor. Here's the thing. The chap that came over to my post, he said, that's not income, that's capital gains, you dope. And so what you have to understand is this concept, and a lot of people don't, so this is why they think I'm a dope, but there's an understanding, people don't understand how dividends work. And so this episode, I want to explain this so you know. If you own a stock, let's say shares in Commonwealth Bank, for example, Commonwealth Bank pays a dividend. A dividend, as we know, a dividend is a share in the profits of the business. Now, banks in Australia will typically pay out 80% of their profits as dividends. So a lot of profits go out of the banks in Australia as dividends. That's why the great income plays. But in Australia, you can actually get income in a dividend, and it can be what's called fully franked, meaning that the company's already paid tax on that profit, and you don't have to pay tax up to a marginal rate of 30%. So you can actually, you're making money off your money, you can actually get a 0% tax rate in Australia. So it's actually way better to earn money off money than it is to earn money off labor in Australia, because you can have those franking credits that actually make your tax zero, so to speak. In more detail, talk to your accountant if you want the advice on it, but that's what you can create. Now, let's pretend we don't live in Australia with franking credits, and let's pretend we just bought a Bank of America instead in the United States. Well, Bank of America will pay out a lot of its profits as dividends, or not as many as the banks in Australia, because in America, you get highly taxed on dividends. They don't have imputation credits there or franking credits there. So they don't pay out a lot of dividends. That's why the dividend yield is lower across the index funds and across companies in the United States, because they don't want their investors to get taxed. And the investors don't want to get taxed either. So the company will buy back stocks. They'll do a lot more buybacks, which is more tax effective to grow the asset. But here's the thing. If you were to get a dividend from a company, when a company pays a dividend, it's paying with cash, the cash asset that the company has. So whenever a company goes ex-dividend, which means the date at which you have to own the stock for you to legally be paid the dividend, it's called the ex-dividend date or the ex-date. If you own the stock at that date, then it means you will be paid the dividend, which means if you own it at the ex-dividend date, the following day you could sell the entire position in that stock and you'll still get paid the dividend. So it's the day that they determine who will get the dividend. It's the ex-dividend date. People think it's a record date, but actually it's the ex-dividend date. Now, when that happens, you'll notice this in a stock, any stock you follow, the stock will actually, the price will fall by the amount of the cash it pays to the dividend, to the shareholders in the dividend, the total cash divided by the number of shares outstanding is how much it will fall by the day it goes ex-dividend. So the actual value of the entire company falls by the amount of the cash that they push out to the public, because they've lost the cash now. It's gone to shareholders. The company doesn't own the cash asset anymore. So of course the company is worth less than what it was when it had the cash in its bank. So if you have cash in your bank and you pay it out to someone, it's worth less now. Your net worth falls. And same as a company, the asset value's fallen because the cash is gone. It's allocated, at least. It's not gone, not paid out. So you have the ex-dividend date, the record date, and the payment date. The ex-dividend date is when they determine who they're going to pay the dividend to. The record date is the record of shareholders at the time. And the payment date is the day they pay the dividend in your account, which is like usually like 2 to 3, 4 weeks after. And so the day that it goes ex-dividend is the day that the market determines that that cash is now gone out of the company. So the share price will fall, just so you know. So if you're generating income from dividends, in America, you will be taxed at the same as labor. You will be taxed at 30%. You will be taxed at the full rate of income tax, same as interest out of the bank here too. So whether you make money with labor or you make money with money, if you're getting dividends anywhere else but Australia, then yes, they're both the same, okay? But if you were to own shares in a company like Berkshire Hathaway, which is a wonderful company, you will grow, on average, you'll grow your money. The asset usually grows by about 14% per annum on average over the last 10 years. It's probably done that, maybe even a bit more. And so you're getting a good return, which is great. And so your money's growing, but it doesn't pay a dividend. But if you owned Class B shares, Class A share of Berkshire Hathaway is about $650,000 to buy a single share. So it's very expensive, buy one share. If you buy a B-class share, which is now $406, I think $407 US per share, then you can put in the money, and as it grows, you can actually sell some portion of your shares and pay yourself an income. And then people will say, and this is what Warren Buffett's sister was confused with when he told her to do this. She's like, well, hang on a sec, but then I'm paying down principal. But he would be like, yes, but where do you think the dividends come from with a company that pays dividends? They don't just conjure it out of the air. It comes from the assets of the company, which is also principal. So when you're actually selling your shares, you can sell the shares and pay yourself a dividend. If the company doesn't pay a dividend, you can sell your shares and pay yourself a dividend commensurate to what a typical dividend might be, and it's no different. How about that? It's no different to whether if the company did pay a dividend or dividend didn't. The end result is you will still own the same amount of the company that you did prior in terms of you'll own the same asset. It's fascinating. So let me re-explain that a second. If you sell your own shares, you'll obviously own less percentage ownership of the company, but you will have experienced the exact same share of ownership of all the assets had you have just been paid from the company's dividend policy as well. I know this might confuse you, but what you have to understand is the dividends are paid from the company's cash, which is an asset on its books, which determines the worth of the company. So whether the company pays you a dividend or whether you create your own from selling a portion of the assets if they don't pay dividends, the end result of the company's outcome is the same. However, if you decide that you want to sell some shares to pay yourself an annual dividend and you've held that company for over 12 months, you'll only be taxed at 15%, which is capital gains tax, on the shares you've sold, provided there's been a profit. Which means money is more effective at making money from a tax perspective than labor. Even if you sell some of the shares and pay yourself back with a dividend, it's more effective. And if you have imputation credits or franking credits in Australia and you're getting paid fully franked dividends, it's also way more effective than labor. So making money from your money is way more effective than making your money from labor. Fact. Period. No discussion. So I thank that person, I forget who it was, that came to my post and called me a dope and said I didn't know what I was talking about, because it inspires me to do an episode like this so I can then explain to people that actually what I'm saying is correct if you are educated in this area, if you know these things. And if you don't, it's easy just to call someone a dope and move on. It's just ignorance, right? But this is why I have this show, so we can learn together, so I can teach you what I know so you can see what I see from the position that I'm in, looking at it a different way, which is probably why you like tuning into this show, I guess, to get a real authentic perspective on money in detail and various things like this and the mechanics of how it works. So I am a big proponent of it, investing money. It's a way better way to make money than it is for labor, but why not just do both, right? Labor to make money, save some and go invest it, and then get your money to make money too. How good's that? And I talk about it in my first book, Money Grows on Trees. You know, I have three incomes. Have a main job income, have a side hustle income, and have dividend income. How good is that, right? Have three income streams. But I will, it's definite 100% better to make money from money. It is. It's just that I think people, they try and make a full-time income from it too quickly. So they get seduced into these novel ways of like, we'll make 30% a day for the next month for you, and you'll triple your money every day. And that's not, or they'll try and trade through foreign exchange, or they'll trade cryptocurrencies, trying to make an income from trading. That's different. That's not an effective way to make consistent income, because you'll end up taking a wrong step and effectively, you know, shooting yourself in the foot. So I hope that makes sense. I just think that's so fascinating, because Warren Buffett did say this, and then looking at it and exploring it further, it is true. And his sister Bertie did get confused about, well, hang on a sec, Warren, if I sell my shares, I'm cutting into the principal. He's like, we would do that anyway, even if we paid a dividend to you. But it would just be more tax ineffective if we did that. And you would lose out if we paid a dividend, which is why Warren Buffett doesn't pay a dividend. Because it's more effective for the shareholder that he uses the money to buy back stocks. It's better for them. Anyway, I think this is a great topic to have discussed on the show. So again, hope that makes sense to you. If you've enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend. Ask questions. I think you can ask questions on comments on Spotify. Do that. We're now on YouTube. This is maybe you're watching this through YouTube. And if you are, awesome. Good to see you on here. Hit the subscribe button if you want to get these episode updates as they come out. And hey, of course, leave a comment in the YouTube and I'll come and I'll hang out with you on YouTube right here. Now, go to the links. You'll see links in the description and Spotify. Grab the books, go to Telegram, jump into our Facebook group. And of course, on the YouTube channel, you'll see the same thing. And if you've enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend. Leave us a 5-star review on Spotify. And I really look forward to coming back here and delivering and talking to you about the next episode of Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.